Can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
For a little while last Friday, there were five faces on the top of Mount Rushmore. A barefoot Nebraska woman. Barefoot, John.
No, no.
Barefoot. With her two kids and a dozen family members present.
What? Wait, they were up there with her?
No, no. They were down on the bottom where everybody else with sane minds and respectful for the law were. She scaled up Mount Rushmore, which stands about 5,725 feet, without a rope and barefoot. She was 15 feet from the top. Her name's Alexandria Encontro, and they said, if you're wondering how she got the route she took up there, she took a route between George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. Went up between the middle of them. She's from Omaha. Her two children and a dozen other family members were there. And she was in court, and some of them showed up in court Monday morning in Rapid City. The crime of climbing Mount Rushmore. She was given a $1,000 fine and $30 record show, whatever that means. Multiple people reported that Encontro started climbing about 7 o'clock on Friday night. And there's signs all over the place, clearly marked orange signs everywhere. Do not climb on the monument. Do not go over this fence. Do not go past this point. All that stuff. She got up there and climbed, they say, a vertical rock face approximately 15 feet from the top.
So there's a path?
No, she just took a path.
And she went...
She created a path.
Between George Washington.
Between Washington and Jefferson.
I believe that's called the John Adams path between Washington and Jefferson.
The faces themselves are 60 feet high. They say that the ambulance and the medics got there. She had scrapes on her limbs from coming all the way up the rock pile and everything. Minor wounds on her feet from climbing barefoot. But other than that, she didn't need any further medical attention. It says that she's not the first person to climb it. A 19-year-old was fined $1,000 after climbing onto the rock pile in July of 2009. And some Greenpeace people went up there a few years before that. But,
you know, if the fine is only $1,000, you could probably get some buddies to, you know, hey, everybody kick in a hundy, and I'll go up there and you can take a picture of me on Washington's face or wherever.
I'm the zip on Washington's,
face, man.
5,700 feet up.
Okay.
But with her family there. Hold on, guys. Grab a soda.
Well.
I'm going to run up to the... No, don't do it, Judy. No, I'm doing it.
You're going to want this documented. You're going to want pictures and video and everything. And finally, a 911 dispatch line in Cleveland became a request line the other day. A guy being detained in the back of a police cruiser was hot. They're having a heat wave. In Ohio these days, I guess. 80-90 degree day. And this guy wanted the air conditioning turned up. He was in the back of the police cruiser. There were no cops in there. Now, he was just told to sit inside the cruiser. I don't know, he was being questioned for something or other. So they didn't handcuff him or anything. They just told him to sit down on the back of the cruiser while we sort this whole thing out. So he's in the cruiser, and I guess he's locked in or something. And it's hot in there. So he calls 911 from inside the cruiser and asks the dispatch officer, yeah, is there any way you can kind of cool me off here right now? Is there any way you can control the air conditioning in the police car I'm in right now? Because it's really hot and the windows are rolled up and everything, and I need to cool off.
So, I don't think the windows in the backseat of the car roll down.
Probably not. I don't, you know. So what they did was they called the cops, and within a few minutes they came over and they rolled down the. They turned on the air conditioning for this guy so he would be able to cool down. He was not charged with any crimes for calling 911 for that.
Believe it's news.
Yeah, the 911 dispatchers, they should have that. They should have that in there. They should have some kind of app where
like
they can just kind of
OnStar thing where you can do things to the car.
Sure, I can do that. I can take care of that for you.
You want me to set the radio station for you?
I got it handled.